Good morning. Welcome to the Local Artist Spotlight, a half-hour program featuring groups and artists from around the Ozarks. This weekend, we have a very special treat for you. Joining me in the studio this weekend is Lauren Lurcher. We're going to talk to Lauren as well as about her new project. This entire program, the Local Artist Spotlight. Let's kick it off with the first track on the CD, I'd Like to Meet the Preacher. Here's Lauren Lurcher on the Local Artist Spotlight.
At the old-fashioned altar, bid a sinner to come. And there came a morning, he said, someone here's running, and I knew that I was the one. And though it's been years since I made Jesus mine, if for only one moment I could go back in time, I'd like to meet the preacher who prayed for the preacher who prayed with me down on my knees. I'd like to shake the hand and reach out a hand to the hand that reached out to me. I would thank him for preaching about sin and a Savior and the blood that forever atones. Oh, I would thank him for truth and not a watered down gospel. It's the rock that I'm standing on. Oh, we all have someone who showed us the way. And if I could meet a soldier from the army of faith, I'd like to meet the preacher who prayed for the preacher who prayed with me down on my knees. I'd like to shake the hand and reach out the hand to the hand that reached out to me. I'd like to meet the preacher who prayed for the preacher who prayed with me down on my knees. Oh, I'd like to shake the hand and reach out a hand to the hand that reached out to me. Oh, I'd like to shake the hand and reach out a hand to the hand that reached out to me. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
I'd like to meet the preacher. That is Lauren Lurcher from her brand new CD, Living for Him. What a great song. And Lauren Lurcher, of course, a lot of you may know her mom, Becky Lurcher, who sings around the area. We play her songs all the time right here on the Local Artist Spotlight. Lauren is joining us in the studio today. Lauren, thanks for coming by and stopping here.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'll tell you, I am so excited. When we found out you was getting a new project, I thought we've got to get her on the radio and be able to talk about that. Because doing a project like this, you've never done anything. Let's tell folks how old you are.
I'm 15 years old.
15 years old, and she says she's just a freshman. But I said, yep. No, freshman's a big deal. Trust me, it's a big deal. So the first project you've ever done, and you've, of course, traveled with your mom and your dad, Lane and Lauren, as they have traveled around the country singing and recording projects, concerts and stuff. And you've actually been singing with your mom in some of the concerts, too, at times, haven't you?
Yes, I have been, yes.
All right, so you probably don't have a whole lot of stage fright. fright, do you?
I still definitely get nervous.
Do you?
Stage fright, I wouldn't go that far, though.
No stage fright yet. You're young. You'll acquire that as you get older. Yes. But I'll tell you, this is a great project that we're looking forward to. Now, when you guys went to record it, you went big time. You went to Daywind Studios in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What a great experience that was. So we're going to talk about that experience and kind of, it wasn't a restful and just uneventful week. A lot of things happened during that week. And we're going to talk about that right after we hear another song from this project. If we never meet again, here's Lauren Lurcher on the Local Artist Spotlight. If We Never Meet Again, music from Lauren Lurcher on the Local Artist Spotlight here on KTTK. And what a great job you did on that song.
Thank you.
I'll tell you. And that's an older song.
It is.
So us old folks love that. That's one we can relate to. Absolutely. Now let's talk about your experience down at Daywind Studios in Nashville. Of course, that's kind of a big time studio. You don't just get to Daywind unless you really can sing. So we're glad that you was able to start out there, and what a great blessing that is. But you guys had kind of a, well, wasn't easy getting to Nashville, was it?
No, it was not.
What happened?
So we went during Christmas break, in the middle of that big snowstorm that went through all the Midwest. So like whenever we left, we drove for 2.5 hours, probably 35 miles an hour coming home, and I got to sleep the whole time. So that was fun.
That's always fun, isn't it? To be able to sleep and rest after you've been working hard and doing all of that. Now, when you got to the studio, I'm guessing they already had the tracks and everything for you. Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to record?
Took me around 4.5 hours, probably.
Really?
Yep.
I remember your grandpa sharing one time in an interview that we did that the Joneses all went into this studio, and they were just there just not long at all and did it and hit the road going to the next concert.
Yep.
So that's kind of how you Joneses roll, I mm-hmm. guess. You got that Jones blood in you still. So,
yes, I do.
Yes, you do. It's the talent as well to be able to sing. So we're so blessed with this. And so far, some great songs on this, Lauren. I mean, truly,
you.
You've done a fantastic job. Now, this next song, probably I recognize it because my wife listens to this song all the time. But this is one that a lot of our younger listeners will definitely be able to relate to. Tell me what this song is and kind of what it means to you.
My Jesus is just a great song because when we're out traveling and singing and everything, we obviously, you can't assume that everyone in that room is going to know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. And so it's just kind of my prayer that no matter who I sing to or who mom sings to, that we will all just know that Jesus that we're singing about whenever they leave the doors. And that's just my biggest prayer going into things.
You make it personal.
Yes, I do.
It's your Jesus you're sharing, and it can be their Jesus. I love that. Thank you. From the mouths of babes. Absolutely. Here's Lauren Lurcher from her brand new CD, My Jesus, on the Local Artist Spotlight.
Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Well, let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? 'Cause shame's done all it's stealing, and you're desperate for some healing. Well, let me tell you about my Jesus. So He makes a way where there ain't no way, rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that He can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and His grace is free. And the good news is I know that He can do for you what He's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus, and let my Jesus change your life. Tears from broken dreams and wasted years, and tell the past to disappear. Oh, let me tell you about my Jesus and all the wrong turns that you would go and undo if you could. Who could work it all for your good? Oh, let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way, rises up from an empty grave. Jesus, His love is strong and His grace is free. And the good news is I know that He can do for you what He's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus, and let my Jesus change your life. Hallelujah, 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 amen, amen. Who would take my cross to Calvary, pay the price for all my guilty? Who would care that much about me? Well, let me tell you about my Jesus. So oh, He makes a way where there ain't no way. an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can't save. Oh, let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. And let my Jesus change your life. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Let my Jesus change your life.
Lauren Lurcher with My Jesus on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight, as we are featuring her entire project here on the program this weekend. Of course, Lauren is with us in the studio, but being 15, you got to have somebody to drive you here. So we have her chauffeur.
Yes.
Well, that is kind of cool. I mean, your first project, you've already got a chauffeur. I mean, you got a driver already. That is, that really works out well.
She's made it.
Becky Lurcher, it is so good to have you back in the studio with us. And I know we're here to talk to Lauren, but we got to get you in here on the microphone for just a few minutes and talk about this project. You have got to be one proud mama.
I am. I am so very proud. It's funny, when she's singing at concerts and things, I stand over to the side on the stage, and everybody talks about being able to see me standing over there and just so proud, you know, that they can see I'm so proud of her. And I am. Lane and I both are so proud of the fact that she believes in what she sings about, and that probably means more to us than anything, more so than her singing. But she just, we're awfully proud of her.
You kind of know how your dad feels now?
A little bit, yes.
I'll tell you, he's just so proud of you, and we've talked a lot about your ministry and stuff, and I know that here Lauren is following in the same footsteps of being able to just share her talent for the Lord.
Yeah.
And she's got a great talent.
Yes,
God
she
has
does.
Really blessed her.
Yes.
But she's got a problem. She
does have a problem.
She likes to steal things.
Yes,
sometimes.
She does. And more than once.
More than once. We won't get into the other times. I don't want to know about them. Might need some family counseling. This next song is actually a song you recorded.
I did. So I've sang this song for a few years, and Lauren came to me when she was getting ready to do this project, and she goes, "Mom, I really like that song that you do, and called Heed the Call of Calvary." And she was like, "Do you mind if I take that from you?" And I was like, "Okay." Well, that just cut down on my song list. But anyway, so no, she did it, and she did such a great job on it. And it's, I think, one of her favorites that she does. And so I'm awfully proud of the fact that she wanted to do something that her old mom wanted to do.
Her young mom, oh my goodness.
But anyway, so no, I'm proud of the fact that she wanted to do that song, because it's a powerful song. You know, I think we're living in the last days, and we need to heed that call of Calvary. And, you know, the call for Christians is to be obedient, to share that call, and for those that are unbelievers to heed the call of what Calvary stands for. So it's a great song, and I'm glad that she decided to do it.
I'm going to do something I've never done before. You're looking at me like, what?
Yeah.
I'm going to let you introduce this song.
Oh, okay. I can do that.
So I'll let you... Becky Lurcher is going to introduce her next song.
Oh, well, please listen to Lauren as she does this powerful song, Heed the Call of Calvary.
There's a sound that breaks the boundaries of the ages. From another place in time, it is heard, ever ringing out the truth as evil rages. It became, when it is finished, was the word. Heed the call. Listen to the one who patiently has waited for another opportunity to say that you can be the overcoming one created as a vessel of the truth, the life, the way.
Heed the Call of Calvary. That's music from Lauren Lurcher on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight from her brand new project entitled Living for Him. Lauren, of course, in the studio with us as we are featuring her CD, her first CD. So
yes, it is.
15 years old, you're a freshman in high school, probably a lot of friends hanging out, doing stuff. Do they know that you sing? Because, I mean, a lot of times you may be busy and just doing kids stuff, but are they aware of kind of the ministry side of what you do and traveling with your mom and singing and stuff?
Yeah, they are. They are very supportive. I could not have asked God for better people for him to have placed in my life. But it's not even just my friends. A lot of my principals and teachers and admin, they know about it now. And so that's been kind of fun getting to, you know, introduce them to it. And especially my principal, he and I like to poke fun at each other sometimes. So it's been really cool to, you know, see how he has encouraged me through all this as well.
Hey, that is awesome. And your friends, you said that, I believe just at one of the concerts you had here recently, they're in the back of the auditorium cheering you on.
Yes, they were.
And shouting and stuff. So that is a great, great support group to be able to have. And
yes,
of course, your mom being there a lot of times singing with her, I'm sure without a doubt she's been an encouragement, hasn't she?
Yes, she has. She's been an amazing encouragement. Yeah, I get, I hate talking on stage. I will be the first person to admit that, but she's definitely helped me kind of get over some of my fears. So I could not be more blessed.
Now, we talked about, before we went on the air, we talked about some of the songs that you had on here, and I asked you who picked the songs, and you actually had some help in picking these songs,
didn't you? I did have some help. I love all the songs that we picked, but some of them were definitely influenced by my dad. but mom and I talked about a lot of them together too, and just listening in the car and saying, hey, that would be a cool one to do. So yeah, I love all of them, but I definitely did have some help.
Well, you've got a great support group. We talked about your friends, but even your mom and dad, from your dad being on the business side of it and trying to help stuff out, and your mom being on the musical side and also having the ministry part of it with your dad. And you come from good roots. I mean, you've got some good family around you all the way around. So what a blessing it is. We're going to play another song off of this. This is a Neyland song that they recorded back a while back. And it's "If God Pulled Back the Curtain." Let's listen to this. Lauren Lurcher on the Local Artist Spotlight.
If God pulled back the curtain to let us see the other side, in that place we call forever, just beyond goodbye, I'd bet there'd be some preachers, I know there'd be some thieves, and I think there'd be some broken hearts finally at peace. And oh, if God pulled back the curtain and let us catch a glimpse of that clean crystal river, we'd wanna jump right in. Nobody's on a cell phone, nobody has a need, nobody's in a hurry, 'cause they're where they need to be. And oh, who wouldn't want to go? And oh, who wouldn't want to stay? Back the curtain and let us look around, we'd see the last and least of these running that whole town. I'd bet we'd hear some singing like we never heard before, 'cause the price of love with all our hearts we could all afford. And oh, gonna come a day when God pulls back the curtain and says, come on in. I drop all my burdens and I run straight to Him. And then I feel the freedom like I've never known, 'cause Satan might have got me lost, but Jesus got me home. Yeah, Satan might have got me lost, but Jesus got me home. Yeah, Jesus got me home.
Lauren Lurcher on the Local Artist Spotlight from her brand new CD that is called If God Pulled Back the Curtain on this Saturday morning. I'm Don Anderson, and we are visiting this weekend with Lauren in the studio talking about her brand new project, Living for Him. Now, title Living for Him, what made you choose that for a title?
I don't know. Like Mom said earlier, I do believe that we're living in the last days, and just living for Him has just become more and more of a priority, I guess, over my life. You know, not caring what the world says or what society says that us as Christians we should do, but just living for Him and just the call that He's given on our lives.
Amen. Amen. Could not have said it better. So you're out here, you got your own CD, you sing, somebody wants to have you come and sing at their birthday party, or as long as they're cake, I'm sure you'll go.
Amen.
You definitely would. Your grandpa would for sure. I know I would too. But if somebody wanted to get a hold of you and have you come to their church, maybe for a youth service, or maybe have you and your mom come and sing, or just even you, what do they need to do to get a hold of one of these CDs? Because I'm telling you, folks, this is really good. For your first project, I am very impressed. I mean, that's radio ready.
Thank
so
you.
How can folks get a hold of you to get a copy of the CD or to be able to have you come and sing for them?
Well, first off, you can get a CD anywhere that, of course, Mom and I sing together. But also, her website, BeckyLurcher.com, you can find all of the information to contact her for whoever you want to sing at your event. You can find my CD on there, her stuff as well, and all of her product. Facebook, whatever she posts on Facebook, there's multiple ways.
And what Facebook page is it?
Becky Lurcher.
Becky Lurcher Ministry. Huh?
Becky Jones Lurcher.
Becky Jones Lurcher. Yeah. So Becky Jones Lurcher on Facebook, and you can get a hold of her and be able to have Lauren maybe come to your church, sing to your youth group, or just to a special event or something like that. I'll tell you, you will be blessed. And what a tremendous young lady. I'm so
Thank
proud
you.
Of you. Watched you grow up and singing all the different concerts and singings, and to see you with this project, it's really good. Lauren, we're proud of you.
Thank you.
And we're going to close out the program with one last song. And this is kind of a neat song, isn't it?
It is a very neat song. Definitely throughout, especially growing up, like I've seen all the mountains and valleys, and it's just very cool to look back and kind of see how God has moved throughout all those things in my life. So
it's a shepherd's point of view. And we're going to close out the program with that. Lauren, thank you very much. Becky, thanks for being our driver.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, absolutely. Don't forget, go to their website or their Facebook page and get a copy of this CD. Let's close it out. Here it is, The Shepherd's Point of View on the Local Artist Spotlight.
Trials that he brought.